This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden and South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Friday expressed a desire to engage North Korea in diplomacy in trying to reduce tensions over Pyongyang's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs. At a joint White House news conference with Moon, Biden said he was willing to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un if Kim agreed to talk about Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. North Korea thus far has rebuffed U.S. diplomacy since Biden took over from former President Donald Trump, who had three summits with Kim. The two leaders also discussed China and Taiwan and how to tackle climate change. Moon said the United States and South Korea would combine capabilities to supply COVID-19 vaccines in the Indo-Pacific region. He was the second foreign leader to visit the White House since Biden took office in January, following Japan's prime minister. Taiwan is pressing the U.S. for help with COVID-19 vaccines as it struggles to contain a worrying new outbreak. Taiwan reported several straight days of triple-digit infections this week after largely keeping the virus at bay for months. That's led to its stocks of vaccines running out rapidly and only 1% of its population vaccinated. But the battle against the virus there and its lack of vaccines is complicated by its politics. China, which claims the Democratic Island as its own, has offered its domestically developed vaccines to Taiwan through the COVAX sharing program, but Chinese vaccines are prohibited under Taiwanese law. To date, only 700,000 shots have arrived, all of which have come from AstraZeneca. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel and Hamas both claimed victory on Friday after their forces ended 11 days of fighting, but humanitarian officials warn the damage to Gaza will take years to rebuild. Hundreds are dead, mostly Palestinians, many children, and thousands have been wounded. World Health Organization spokeswoman Margaret Harris says Gaza's health facilities are in danger of being overwhelmed because of the number of injuries. The Israel-Hamas hostilities were set off on May 10th in part by Israeli police raids at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, clashing with Palestinians during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Thousands gathered there again for Friday prayers, with many demonstrating in support of Gaza. Israeli police fired stun grenades towards demonstrators, who threw rocks and petrol bombs at officers, and medics said some 20 Palestinians were wounded. The confrontations died down within about an hour, but civilians on both sides of the Gaza border are skeptical about the chances for peace. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday pledged to help organize efforts to rebuild Gaza and said creating a Palestinian state alongside Israel is the only answer to the conflict. Biden also says he has told the Israelis to stop intercommunal fighting in the flashpoint city of Jerusalem. He is stressing there is no shift to his commitment to the security of Israel, and adds until the region unequivocally acknowledges Israel's existence, there will be no peace. Nigeria's Air Force says its top-ranking army commander and other officers were killed on Friday when their plane crashed in the country's north. The commander had just been appointed by President Muhammadu Buhari in January in a shakeup of the top military command to better fight surging violence and more than a decade-long jihadist insurgency. The death comes after news of Nigeria's Boko Haram jihadist leader Abubakar Shekau had been seriously wounded after clashes with fighters from a rival Islamic State allied faction. Nigeria's military has been battling an Islamic insurgency in the northeast since 2009, a conflict that has killed more than 40,000 and displaced around 2 million more. And Cameroon government auditors allege ministries and state bodies misappropriated and mismanaged funds from a $338 million national coronavirus response plan, according to a purported leaked summary of the report shared widely online on Friday. The International Monetary Fund has given $382 million in emergency funds to Cameroon since the start of the pandemic and said it was important for authorities to keep track of companies contracted as part of the response. But an audit commissioned by President Paul Biya appears to have leaked that the government bodies were awarded contracts on questionable grounds. Reported by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.